Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Marquise?
Yes. Max is speaking.
Yes, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care.
Yes. How you know, Monica?
Good. Thank you, Marquise. I was giving you a call because I had sent you a text message yesterday with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work with Roberta Allen with our agency. Did you get my text
Yeah.
message?
Yes, I did get it. I synced it late, so I wasn't able to, like, by the time I synced it, it was a little late, and I was gonna give you a response today, letting you know I received it.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, when you have some time, just take a look at the requirements that you need to complete. Let me know if you have any questions. I do have some questions for you. If you know, do you have a TB test that's up to date within the year? Have you gotten that done?
I was actually about to go probably within the next hour.
Okay, so you're going to get that done today.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then when you have some time, send me over your IDs because I need to submit a background check report on you. Generally, it takes about 2 to 3 days to come back, so I want to submit that in as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll send that in. How do you want me to send it in, via email or?
You can send it via email or via text, whatever's easier for you. If you want to send it via email, I can text you my email address.
It doesn't matter. I'll send it via text. It doesn't matter.
Sure, that's fine. So just send in like a driver's license or a state ID and then your social security card.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
And
Thank you very much.
yes, I'll do that all the day. And I got a question. What exactly are y'all looking for in, like, the background?
So everything on your background check, like any crimes, anything that's
Okay.
going on in your background check.
Okay. All right. You know, this is my mother that I'm taking care of also.
I understand, but we have to do background checks on everyone.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I have no issue.
Was not accepted.
Okay, do you have anything particularly, like, that's not accepted, right?
No, I mean, since you're working with your mom, what happens is that if there's like any felony charges, what we do is we have to discuss everything with your mom, and then a waiver needs to be signed off. So just stating that your mom and you are agreeing to work with each other after we've discussed the background check results that we've received. Now, what it means for you in particular is there if there are any felony charges, you cannot work with anyone else besides your mom. So because this is a family case, is what we consider it, you're only able to work with your mom because of this. But if you, like in the future, say you want to work with someone else, you're not going to be able to because you have these felony charges on your background check results.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. I understand. I'll yeah. I do. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, thanks. I appreciate you, and I'll send that information over today.
Perfect. Sounds great. And keep me posted on your TB test, okay?
Okay, no problem. As soon as I get it done, I'll give you an update.
Thank you so much, Marquise. Have a great day, okay? And this is my direct number, so you can call me or text me if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.